Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 25. In Squiz Kids Today, hottest day in history. France's scratch and sniff postcards, the fake Fortnite Disney park, and the tortoise who went for a train ride. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Is it cold enough where you are? Did it take a moment to muster the courage this morning to get out from underneath your doona? Well, it might be hard to believe as snow falls in great big flurries on our snowy mountains, but planet Earth just experienced its hottest day ever, with records showing the planet has never been hotter than what it was on the Sunday just gone. The average global temperature was 17.09 degrees on Sunday. Now, that might not sound all that hot, but remember I said average. And that's a mathematical term for the middle point between the coldest temperatures recorded on Earth that Sunday and the warmest ones. And the warmest ones were so warm, and there were so many parts of the Northern Hemisphere experiencing these high temperatures, that the global average climbed higher than it's ever done before. Scientists say it's a worrying trend that's heading in the wrong direction, with expectations that this year will in fact top last year as the hottest year on record, as climate change and the greenhouse effect continue to make things on planet Earth hot, sticky, and increasingly uncomfortable. But all of this sunshine, my friends, has an upside. At the same time, there are plans to get more Aussie houses to connect to batteries that are fed by solar panels on their roofs, which, it is hoped, will be one of the clever technologies to slow down global warming. Because science is clever like that. Are you ready to get your rugby league on? Because tonight sees the launch of the NRLW season as the Knights take on the Roosters. I'm talking rugby league for women. And as the 2024 season kicks off tonight, it's with the exciting prospect that this will be the biggest year yet for women's rugby league. The recent State of Origin matches attracted a record number of viewers, the games regularly attract thousands of spectators, and next year the competition will expand to take in a women's team from the Auckland Warriors and the Canterbury Bulldogs, meaning it's an excellent time for girls to be in the sport. So don't just sit there, girls, strap on your boots and get involved.
Globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in France. Where else? As the country gets ready to host the Olympics. Woohoo! And the reason we've landed there is because the French post office has just released stamps that smell like fresh baguettes. A baguette is a long French breadstick. Whack a knob of salted butter on a freshly baked Parisian baguette, and I am in heaven. Well, now, as a special Olympics promotion, you can send postcards or letters from France with a stamp that smells like a baguette. You just scratch the stamp, have a sniff, close your eyes, and you're transported to the inside of a French boulangerie, which is the French word for bakery. And speaking of the Olympics, don't forget, starting on Monday, each day's Squiz Kids podcast will start with the Squiz Kids Olympic Sprint, an early morning wrap of all the game's action that's happened overnight while you've been asleep. On your marks, get set.
Believe it or not,
train travellers in England could hardly believe their ears this week when an announcement came over a train's PA system to say that their journey would be delayed because there was a tortoise on the tracks. Solomon, the tortoise, had apparently escaped the backyard that he normally lived in and made a run for it along a nearby set of rail tracks. Now, as escape plans go, it was possibly not the best thought-through plan. I mean, he's a tortoise after all, and not the fastest animal on land. Luckily, though, the train driver spotted him trying to cross the tracks, stopped the train, and bundled him aboard to deliver him to a local vet. Maybe he was just trying to get out of his shell and see the world. Get out of his shell, get it? Yeah, all right, there goes the dad joke alarm. Fair enough. Every Thursday, everyone's favourite internet detective dog Squizzy the Newshound sticks his snout into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And this week, his nose is twitching in excitement after coming across TikTok posts that claim Disney is building a Fortnite theme park in the United States. Now, a Fortnite theme park would undoubtedly be super cool. Squizzy loves playing a bit of Fortnite with his canine gamer friends and always switches off the consoles when I tell him to. But after stopping, thinking, and checking, Squizzy was disappointed to learn that it wasn't true. The TikTok account belonged to a website that writes satirical or joke news about all things Disney, which is to say, it makes up stories as a bit of a joke, never intending for anyone to believe them. But this is the thing with social media. Once one person shares it, then 10 more, then 100 more, then 1,000 people share it, it all gets a little bit out of control because most people don't check the source of the information that they're reading. They think because they've seen it online, it must be true because they don't stop, think, and check like Squizzy the Newshound is always telling us to do. And a shout out to the more than 2,500 primary school teachers around Australia who have signed up to do Squiz Kids' very own free media literacy course, Newshounds, teaching kids to spot misinformation and fake news when they come across it online. And a reminder, Newshounds is in renovation mode, and we can't wait to soon share with you the new look Newshounds website and resources. They look super cool. And if you're interested in finding out more about Newshounds, go to our website, squizkids.com.au.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name one of the two NRL clubs putting together a women's rugby league team next year. Did you say the Canterbury Bulldogs or the Auckland Warriors? Well done, you. Question number two. What is the French word for a breadstick? Congratulations if you said baguette. Question number three. What was the name of the tortoise who went for a train ride? Yeah, that's right. His name was Solomon.
Shoutouts.
It's Thursday, July 25, and it's a very merry Christmas in July today to all of you. Today's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Daryl from Point Cook, Boaz from Sydney, Alana from Newborough, Minnie from Bentley, Skylar and Ruby from Burpengary, and Joel, who's listening all the way over there in Johor in Malaysia. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Class 5-6 with Miss Hibbert and Ms. Delore at Cardiff South Public School, Class 3 Green with Miss Lumagbas, and Class 3 Yellow with Miss Caruso at Our Lady Queen of Peace Primary School in Greystanes, Class 6 Blue with Miss Crozier at Martyr Day Primary School in Wagga Wagga, Class 6W with Miss Wilson at Gulgong Public School, the Learning Centre with Mrs. McKinnon at Sacred Heart College in Hobart, and Class 6C with Graham at St. Francis of the Field Primary School in Strathfieldsay. I do apologise, I feel like I always mispronounce that one. And a special shout out to Benji and Chelsea from Moana, who wrote in to tell us that Squiz Kids is their daily news fix every day on their way to school. Well, that is excellent to hear. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, my friends, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the weekly Kids versus Adult News Squiz. Your chance to see who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.